Mr. Holmes. The horse itself would be part of the estate. Shoscombe Prince would go along with everything else. What do my creditors care for my bets? As likely as not, they would not run the horse at all. My chief creditor is, unhappily, my most bitter enemy. A rascally fellow, Sam Brewer.
The man you took a horsewhip to on Newmarket Heath.
The very same, Doctor. Mm. Do you suppose that he would try to save me?
Well, Sir Robert, this matter must, of course, be referred to the police. It was my duty to bring the facts to light. And there I must leave it.
But surely, Mr. Holmes, you must understand...
As the morality or decency of your own conduct, it's not for me to express an opinion.
But if news of this should get about before the Derby, I shall be ruined.
Surely, Mr. Holmes, you must see that the least hint of a scandal of this kind would be certain to make Sir Robert's creditors foreclose on him. Nothing can harm Lady Beatrice now. And the poor wretch who was shoveled out of his grave has been dead for 500 years. Can you not hold your hand until after the race?
The law must take its course, Mrs. Norland. But it would give me no satisfaction to see Sir Robert ruined. My report on these strange proceedings will fall on the Commissioner's desk the day after the Derby. But have a care, Sir Robert. I am not unknown to the police. The least word from me may influence the outcome for good or ill.
I've learnt my lesson, Mr. Holmes, and I am very grateful. You have been most understanding.
Then, as it's nearly midnight, I think, Watson, that we'll make our way back to our humble lodging.
Mm.
The outcome rests in the hands of fortune, Sir Robert.
Fast for lavender, sir.
No, no, thank you.
You bring you good luck, sir. Never fail.
No, no.
You'll regret it if you don't. Who knows what nasty fate might catch up with you? Go on, sir. Only a penny.
Oh, very well. Here.
Let me pin it to your coat. May fortune smile upon you, sir.
Dr. Watson! Dr. Watson!
Mr. Mason! Come to see the case through to the end, eh?
Nothing of the kind. I'll have you know, Mr. Mason, that I've attended every Derby for the last 10 years.
Is this a hold there?
No, no. No, it seems he had to attend a highly confidential meeting with the Turkish ambassador. What are you doing out here? Shouldn't you be with Shoscombe Prince?
Oh, there's no need for me to worry, Doctor. Not with Sir Robert around.
You won't let him out of his sight for 10 seconds. He's put everything he possesses on that horse, and a good deal that he doesn't.
He must be a very anxious man.
Well, if he is, he isn't letting it show. He's cool as a cucumber, he is. Ever since you and Mr. Holmes had your little encounter with him in the crypt, he's been a changed man. Courteous, considerate.
He has good reason to be. He was lucky to be let off the hook. Mind you, if that young woman hadn't put in a word for him...
Yeah, well, what woman?
Mrs. Norlett.
Mrs. Norlett? Oh, so that's the game now, is it?
I don't follow you.
Well, I suppose he thinks that by passing her off as that fellow's wife, no one will raise an eyebrow at her staying on at Shoscombe Old Place. She's still playing Carrie Evans. And he's Evans, too. Her brother. He's been sponging off her for years.
Not a very edifying specimen of humanity.
Well, I'd better be getting back to Shoscombe Prince. Not long to go now.
And Sir Robert's creditors, are they holding off?
Until the race is over. After all, it's in their interest. If the prince wins, they'll get their money back. So they'll be cheering him on with the rest of us.
Good luck to you all, Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Doctor.
Hey, you look like a man who knows what's what.
I beg your pardon?
What a tip.
A tip?
It's a sure thing.
Look, just run along, will you?
Oh, it's a good sir. Come on, come on, they cost you a dinner.
Kindly leave me alone.
You can't lose. You can stay your woman pension on him.
Good Lord. Is that you, Holmes? I thought you were with the Turkish ambassador.
I thought that my time might be better employed down here. I mean, keeping a wary eye on Sir Robert, making sure that he plays the game.
How do you mean?
Well, 100 ways in which a man can influence the course of a race if he puts his mind to it. If by any chance Sir Robert does win this race, I want to be certain that he does so fairly and squarely. Hence, my destroy.
It certainly took me in. And what have you found out?
Oh, that Sir Robert is the son.